Today is Saturday, the 10th of December 2022, and we are all gathered here for the 60th session on mindfulness for beginners. And we have representing Nissa Namane First Ministry, Venerable Bhante Omagama Dhamma Kusala Thero, joining us in today's session. And on behalf of all of us, organizers and attendees to the Zoom session and the Facebook live stream, broadcast. I would like to welcome Bhante with much respect to this program today and thank Bhante for Bhante's participation. I would also like to cordially welcome all those of us who are joining through Zoom and through the Facebook live stream on the Satipatthasala Foundation's Facebook page. So our agenda for today's session will go on as firstly the in-session mindfulness practice as guided by Bhante, and then we will move on to the question and answer session, and then there will be a slight introduction to any beginners learning in today's session, and then we will move on to the talk on mindfulness. After that, we will wrap up the program. In two instances, there will be questions based on the question and answer session, and also the after the talk itself, to raise any questions on mindfulness or any difficulties you are having during practice. So with that, I would like to invite with much respect Venerable Bhante to commence with the in-session mindfulness practice for today's session. Over to Bhante, much respect.
Thanks, Namantha. Hello, everybody. So we are starting another mindfulness program. So as the initial part, we will take some time to practice mindfulness. So today, I think last week we did a mindful walking session. Today we will try a sitting session. For this, you have to make sure that you are seated comfortably. And if you feel like it, you can turn on your video and join more activity. Make sure that you are seated comfortably. Close your eyes and pay attention that you are seated. You have comfort in your body. Just notice what you feel when you pay attention like this. Initially, you might feel a surrounding sound. Vehicle noises, your family members working, nature sounds, various things, various sounds are there. Apart from the sounds, you feel your bodily sensations as well. Pressure on your back is prominent. In addition, for some of you, breathing might become prominent. Maybe at your nostrils. Maybe as a movement of your stomach or chest. Breath goes in, comes out after a while. Again, it goes in, comes out. time to time various thoughts, future planning might appear. You can allow them to happen while knowing that you are seated, while knowing that you are breathing. Sometimes you feel pain. Sometimes you feel aches, irritations in your body. Allow them to be there while knowing that you are seated, while knowing that you are breathing. Time to time you may feel sleepy. Just notice it while knowing that you are seated, while knowing that you are breathing. Again and again, various things come to our field of attention. We allow them to pass while knowing that we are seated. As a group, let's try to appreciate the present moment for a few more minutes. Now you can slowly open your eyes again. Just take a few seconds, notice how you feel after a few minutes of sitting. The status of your mind, just take a few minutes to notice. Okay, now Mantha, with that we can move forward.
Master Swanti, excellent insistent practice and for Bhante's guidance. And as per agenda, we will next move on to our question and answer session. And I would like to invite Lushani to present her reports and go on with the verbal questions or statements for today. And also I would like to remind everyone that this is a video on session, so you can freely turn your videos on at any moment. Over to Lushani. Thank you.
Thank you, Namantha. Avasarai Bhante. I will start with the first report. Report 1, sitting meditation, primary object, awareness of body. Noted seating posture, noting position of straight back, pressure on cushion, position of hands, temperature of hands, cold sensation all over body, but warm area of neck noted. Mind then went to the breath, which broke up and disappeared. Noticed some sounds and observed gap between them. Then mind went to hands again. Sneezed once and slight irritation in throat. Noted some thoughts coming and going. Observed sleepy sensation and mind went to breath. A space appeared and spread. Mind peaceful. Noted body leaning to one side. Adjusted it to sitting symmetrically again. Meditated 1 hour. Mindfulness in day. Observe feet when walking around in the kitchen. Temperature of hands cold compared to warmth of cup of coffee. Runny nose. Thoughts arising before speaking. Pressure of hands on peeler and knife whilst cooking. Thoughts of generosity, concern, gratitude, contentment, peace, judging, measuring, noted. Acceptance of the cold weather compared to usual complaint in mind also observed, with much gratitude to Bhante and organizers. End of the report.
Okay, so when you practice, initially you start with the sitting or the walking, but gradually you can spread your practice towards your day-to-day life. And when you do that, you can really see how these various things are coming and going one after other all the time. These things are coming and going. You just try to be the observer. You feel that how the thoughts are arising before speaking, how various judgments arise in the mind. So these things are natural. We just try to observe what is happening. Instead of getting caught in them, we just observe again and again, and we see how we are functioning, how various incidents create thoughts, emotions in our mind, how certain occasions we are reacting to these situations. So that's that observation we are going to do again and again. And that very observation is the practice. So in a way, you are finding more and more details about yourself, which is important. Now, although we try to find a lot of details about distance galaxies, we are not aware about ourselves. What's inside, we are ignorant. We are not aware. But we try to find a lot of details about the galaxies that are far, far away. Now, we try to observe what is within. We try to observe what is happening within us. When we do that, we tend to find more and more information about that. How we are functioning, we can find. So those are the information that you get. Don't come into conclusions. the observation we are doing again and again without coming into conclusions. You see, sometimes the good thoughts are there. Sometimes the bad thoughts are there. Sometimes the generosity is there. Sometimes the greed is there. This is same mind. Again and again, it is changing. So this observation is very much valuable. It's within us we are observing. That's why we call this self-discovery. We are trying to discover ourselves. Instead of discovering the distant galaxies, we are trying to discover ourselves. We are trying to discover what is within. So continue with this observation. And when you do it, you will find more and more information, more and more details about yourself.
Thank you, Bhante. Report 2, mindful walking. Specific movements of the feet were prominent at the beginning. Energy in the mind was low. Noted this and continued to walk. Sounds in the background felt natural, so there was no reaction to these. Notice the body weight shifting between each leg. Thoughts would come and go, and these were not bothersome. Noted the movements of right foot more. Felt the cold temperature when the wind blew. After about half an hour, the awareness of specific movements of walking had reduced, but knew that the body was walking. Walked for 40 minutes. Mindful sitting. Sat on the cushion and adjusted the body into a balanced position. The body scan started from toes towards top of the head and back down to toes. Breath noted soon after as rise and fall of stomach. Some breaths were longer and some shorter. Felt as if the body was relaxing into the rhythm of the breathing. Thoughts would come and go, and afterwards the attention returned to the breath. Became aware of tingling sensations across the body. Heartbeat noted around chest area. Thoughts would come up again and pass away. Then a sense of disappointment came up repeatedly in the mind as it didn't pass away easily. Noted that the mind was reacting to the feeling of disappointment. However, the body sat still and at ease through this. Noted the breath as heartbeat. Sat for 1 hour. Mindfulness during the day. There was a lingering sense of low feeling during the past few days, but didn't know why. Usual routines at work and home continued. Although these things felt fairly meaningless. Noticed the repeating pattern of starting and ending of same things day after day. For example, waking up, getting ready, eating, going to work, household chores, shopping for essentials, looking after the family and other duties all seem to be happening in an endless cycle, day after day. This is not a complaint, but an observation. Now the mind is actually aware of how little time is left for listening to Dhamma, meditating or Dhamma discussions programs. About 80% of the waking time seems to be used up by various duties and conventions. Having experienced arising and passing away of breath, various thoughts, bodily sensations, etc., in the mindful periods, I know this low feeling shall also pass, but it feels like a dark cloud hanging over at the moment. However, the noticer part of the mind seems to be okay to watch the changing landscape of rest of the mind. It seems to be separate from the reacting mind. Dear Bhante, look forward to your valuable feedback and much merit to Bhante and the organizers. End of the report.
Thank you for sharing your experience. As you mentioned, it is an endless cycle. Right, again and again, whatever we are doing, majority of them are repetitive. Think about a day that you are spending and a lot of things. They are repetitive activities. One way or other, you have to do them. So again and again, when we pay attention, we can see how repetitive, how endless cycles these things are, right? So that's why they say that Ouroboros, the snake eating its own tail, that's the analogy given to human condition. So you are doing this meaningless task again and again, 1001 times. It's a never-ending cycle, right? So when we see that, it's important that we find some kind of a peace in our mind. It's important that we reserve some time for ourselves, or instead we reserve some time for practice, because we see the useless nature of these things, how we are doing the same thing again and again, how repetitive these things are. So we are caught in that cycle, never-ending cycle of things. We are caught. So you have to make sure when you see that nature, you have to make sure that you reserve some time for yourself, you reserve some time for finding peace in your mind. So that's a good observation. Most people, they don't see it. They go after things. They do one thing, then think about something else, then they go after that. Again, when they do that, they go after a new thing. So this is the life that they are living. Again and again, same cycle, same useless cycle, but they don't know. They are not aware. Now, in your report, in your life, you are aware about this repetitive cycle. So that's a big achievement. Now you know, right? Usually people, they are ignorant. They don't know what is happening. They don't know how these things are happening. They don't know the life. These things are repetitive. So after a while, they feel some kind of emotional hunger. So they try to find various things to fulfill that. Sometimes for some people, drugs. Even now, the younger generations, most of them, they are addicted to various things. Either drugs or some other devices, gaming, various things are there. They try to fulfill this emotional appetite. They try to find a solution. It is natural that we are going in these endless cycles. So it is natural that we feel some kind of emotional hunger. And we try to fulfill it in wrong ways, in faulty ways. We try to fulfill this with drugs. We try to fulfill this with sense pleasure. Various ways are there. But nothing is lasting. Nothing is permanent. So they can temporarily get lost in those things. But after a while, again, they feel the same hunger. Next time, they need a higher dose to fulfill the same hunger. So this is what's happening. In the modern world, a lot of problems are there, especially younger generations. They don't know what they are doing. Most of them, they are addicted to various things. And after a while, they feel some kind of a dark cloud is chasing after them. The entire world is dark. Nobody loves them. So that's how they feel. They become depressed after a while. So in such a world, if you know that these things are repetitive, these things are endless cycles, then you are able to find some kind of a lasting peace, lasting solution. The solution is that we are getting distant from this world. We try to distance our mind from this world. It is not easy. Gradually you have to do, because our mind is naturally attracted to this world. This worldly things, it is usually attracted to. But gradually with practice, we can feel that the mind is separating from the world. Mind is not moved by the world. That is happening gradually. Now in your report, you feel that low feeling is there, but you are able to observe. You are saying a certain part, I can observe, but still you feel that low feeling. Time to time, various thoughts, various emotions are there. You can observe, but still you feel that. right? So you feel something lacking, you feel that low feeling, you don't feel satisfied with your life. That's true. When you see the true nature of this life, the real meaning of the things that you are doing, then it is natural that you become frustrated regarding this. So gradually we try to find a solution. That's why it is important that we reserve some time for the practice. We reserve some time for a discussion. In your report you are mentioning 80% of the time, you can't do that. 80% of the awake time, you have to do various other things, useless things. That's fine. At least 20% try to reserve for that. Try to practice daily. Try to participate in these type of discussions. Gradually, you can find a lasting peace. Gradually, you can improve the practice so your mind is distant from this world or from these worldly things. It will happen. It will happen. You just have to make sure that you are practicing again and again. You just have to make sure that you are doing your daily path. Daily few hours of practice you are doing. Then you can again go back to your usual lives. Just do them. Then again, next day also you are doing your part. Again, go back to your usual lives. Like that you have to continue for few months, few years. When you continue, you can really see the progress you have made. It is gradually happening. Suddenly you can't see. The simile given for this process is how the axe is wearing. When you take a new axe, you can't really see whether it is wearing or not. You can't really see the wear and tear. But when you use it for a few months, few years, suddenly you realize the axe is worn off. That realization will come for the emotions, for the thoughts even. Initially you feel that it is not going away. The lust is there, the anger is there. It is so strong. That's how you feel. But with time, within few months, few years, you realize suddenly, now the lust is not so strong. Now the anger is not so strong. Now this emotional appetite, it's not so strong. That realization will come with time. So you just have to make sure that you are doing your daily path. Do 2 hours of practice daily. Go back to your life. Those things also you might have to do because of your responsibilities. That's fine. Again, tomorrow also do your part for the practice. Then again, go back to your life. Like that, continue for a few months, few years. Then you can really see this for yourself. That's the idea I want to give. And thank you for the insightful comments.
Thank you, Bhante. And the third report for today is a very short report. It states, I am just practicing and taking more experience. Bhante, that is the end of the report.
Okay, based on the report, it seems like you are a newcomer. So this is our advice for you. Try to walk daily few minutes, 20, 30 minutes. Try to walk and see how you know that you're walking. You're walking in a comfortable manner and you're paying attention to your walking body. Notice how you feel that you're walking. Notice whether you feel the texture of the ground. Notice whether you feel your heel touching the ground or whether it's the toes that are touching. Just notice the bodily sensations while walking. Make it a part of your daily life. Every day, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you can walk in a comfortable manner and try to pay attention. Then probably early in the morning, as the initial part of your day, you can start with a sitting session. Just start your day with a sitting session, probably like 20 minutes of sitting, mindful sitting. Just sit in a comfortable manner, close your eyes and be aware that you are sitting. Notice what you feel with your body. Maybe you feel the breath. Maybe you feel the movement of your stomach. Maybe you feel the pressure on your back. Again and again, try to observe what you feel with your body. So this is the starting part. This is the beginning of this practice. So daily, if you spend 20 minutes of walking, 20 minutes of sitting, then within few days, you can send us a report. Tell us what you feel while doing the walking and the sitting practice. So that way we can continue little by little. It takes some time, but it's worth doing. So we invite you to send another report next week after practicing. Try to send us a report, and based on that report, we can show you the way forward.
Thank you, Bhante, for your valuable advice and guidance. So now we are opening the session for any questions. So if you have any questions, please raise your Zoom hand and we'll give you the opportunity to ask Bhante any questions. You have another 30 seconds. So if you have any questions, please raise your Zoom hand and we will give you the opportunity to ask Bhante any questions if you have any. Bhante, it appears that there are no questions. So I think we can end the Q&A sessions on that note. Thank you, Bhante, once again for your valuable guidance. Over to you now, Bhante.
Thank you, Bhante, for Bhante's valued insights. And also, thank you for conducting the master session. Next, I will introduce the beginner's guide that we have prepared for a newcomer. Keeping in mind the question posed in the third report presented today. So we have two videos which is listed here. One on mindful walking, the other on mindful sitting. You can go through these two videos and they are a good refresher for even experienced practitioner. And then once you gain an idea or understanding of what has to be done and achieved in these two forms of mindfulness practice, you can start allocating time based on your daily schedule. It for an absolute beginner, it can be 5 minutes or even 3 minutes. We don't have a limit set up. It's just to get you moving. You can start with whatever time you have and you feel comfortable with. And we advise to have equal time for both sessions in one go. So mindful walking first, and second, it will be mindful sitting. This may be the hardest part, allocating time and dedicating time for this, but this is what we have to do to gain these benefits. And then when you get used to it, you can stretch the time up to 1 hour or even more, but similar time frames for each session should be maintained and similar sequence. Thirdly, once you do this for a few days, like 3-4 days or even 1 or 2 weeks, you can start writing your experience in the means of reports. The first report would be you can write about your mindful sitting walking. Doing mindful walking, for example, you can describe what was the object of focus. It could be the sole of your feet touching the floor, or your bodily vibration that you felt, or also you can mention any distractions, and also you can mention verification that this is how I can verify my focus or attention came back into a physical contact point with the flow or the body or anything that you classified as an object at the beginning. And then in mindful sitting session, it could be the breath moving in and out that you kept as a primary object. It could be the subtle sensations within the body or your abdomen rising or falling. You can keep either of these as an object of primary focus. And then you can also describe what were the hindrances. Were there any thoughts or surrounding sounds that came into disturb your focus on the primary object? And you can also mention how you verified that the attention returned to the primary object. So, in a sense, returning focus onto the primary object is a critical thing that you can report. The fourth point is the way to send the reports. The Google form is there and the email witnessnv@gmail.com. I think from experience that the email will be the preferred form of communication, but the Google form is still there. Fifth point is about the recordings of earlier sessions, which we still maintain uploaded into the website, so you can go through the older sessions to get more insight. With that, the guide for beginners ends. I will stop sharing the screen. And then in our agenda, the item would be for Bhante to disclose further insights on mindfulness through the talk. So I would like to invite, with much respect, General Bhante, commence the talk scheduled for today. Over to Bhante. Much respect.
Okay, everybody. So we can take some time to discuss a little bit more about the practice. So today I thought of discussing about something valuable to your lives. When you are spending this type of life, you have to make sure that you have these type of skills. What is the skill that we are talking? It's the skill of distancing yourself from a situation. You have to face various situations during your day-to-day life. Sometimes they are too troubling. Sometimes they are too emotional. So various issues are there. Various problems come. So you have to face these situations. You have to face these problems. So it's valuable that you know the art of distancing yourself. It's a valuable skill. It's good for your mental health. Otherwise, when we are too emotional, if we react, then we make it more and more difficult. Usually being emotional and reacting, it is not helping. Instead, it is creating more and more troubling situation if you do that. So it's valuable that you know the art of distancing yourself from the situation. Make sure that you have some kind of a control over your emotions, over your thoughts. So that ability we can gradually grow. Maybe you feel that you don't have that ability. Maybe you feel that you are lacking. But still, with time, with practice, we can improve it. The mindfulness, this practice helps. This is regarding how we are distancing ourselves from a situation. This practice is totally related. That is what we are practicing. Now, while walking, while sitting, as I mentioned earlier, we are trying to be mindful. We are trying to make sure that we are walking. We are trying to make sure that we are sitting and we pay attention to it. That very paying attention thing helps you to distance yourself. Instead of going after thoughts, emotions, you just try to be with the walking process. You just try to be with the sitting process. That is how we start our practice. Again and again, various thoughts, emotions come. They try to take you away. They try to grab your attention, but you behave again and again. After a while, you become aware. Then again, you behave and you pay attention to the walking. After a while, you become aware. Then again, you pay attention to the sitting. That very process is the practice that we are doing. So this is developing the skill of distancing yourself from a situation. This is the skill needed to distance yourself. First, you become aware that you got carried away. You become aware that you are thinking thoughts. You become aware that you go after an emotion. Then with that awareness, again, you bring your attention back to the present moment. We can call it the root, the initial moment we are bringing our attention. Again, we get carried away. But again, we bring our attention to the present moment. So this helps, this practice helps. Again and then, again, you get lost. You become aware. Then you bring your attention to the present. You bring your attention to the root. This process we are practicing. Time after time, we are practicing. Time after time, we get lost. But we try to be present. We try to bring our attention to the present moment. So this is the practice we are doing. This practice, with this practice, we are developing this ability to distance yourself from situations, from emotions. That is the ability we are doing. We acknowledge the thought. We acknowledge the emotion. Then again, we bring our attention to the present moment. Again, we know that we are walking. Again, we know that we are sitting. After some time, there's anger or lust again. Maybe some thoughts are there. Maybe jealousy. Maybe some other thought. They are there. But again, you can become aware. You acknowledge these thoughts. You acknowledge these emotions. Then bring your attention to the present moment. So that is what we are doing. So in this way, when we practice mindfulness, in a way we are developing the ability to distance yourself from a situation. We develop the ability to distance yourself from these emotions and thoughts. That is a valuable skill for your life. Now in this modern world, when we live our lives, we face so many difficult situations. It is natural that we face them. We have to make sure that we are prepared for these type of situations. You have to make sure that you have this strength within you. You have to make sure that you know the art of distancing yourself from a situation. That ability is very important. Otherwise, if you don't have that ability, then it is natural that you make mistakes. Then it is natural that you make faults. So you have to make sure that you are developing this type of ability. That's why it says, when you are angry, don't react. When you are happy, don't make a promise. When you are emotional, don't make a decision. So this is a very valuable advice for our lives. When you are angry, don't react. When you are happy, don't make a promise. When you are emotional, don't decide. Because when you are caught in those emotions, when you are caught in those thoughts, you are not ready to make a decision. You are not ready to react, or you are not ready to make a promise. Because your mind is in an emotional state, you shouldn't be making decisions with that type of a mind. You have to make sure, you have to wait till your mind recovers from that emotional state. Only after recovering, at least recovering partly, then only you can make a decision. Otherwise, if you are emotional, maybe you are right. Maybe your viewpoint is accurate. But still, if you are emotional, then you are going to lose that battle. You are right. Your viewpoint is correct. But if you are emotional, then you are going to lose that battle. You have to make sure that you distance yourself from the situation. You have to make sure, you have to wait till your mind recovers from this type of a situation. Till your mind recovers from these emotional states. Then only you can make a good decision. Otherwise, sometimes while angry, you react. Then after a few hours, you feel worrying about the reaction. You feel sad about the reaction. Then while you are happy, sometimes you make promises. But within few hours, you are having second thoughts about that promise. And while being emotional, sometimes you make decisions, but within few hours, within few days, you tend to regret them. I hope you have so many experiences with these things. When you are angry, you react. When you are happy, you make promises. When you are emotional, you try to make decisions. But within few hours, within few days, you start to regret them. So that is why we need to learn the art of distancing ourselves. If we don't know that art, then definitely we are forced to make decisions. With emotions, with thoughts, we are going to react. We are going to make promises. Because we haven't trained our mind. We have to make sure that we are training our mind. We have to make sure that we are developing this ability. With that ability, of course, we can wait. We can allow the mind to recover from these emotional states. Then only you can make a proper decision. So this is important. Sometimes when the problems are too big, maybe we have to wait a few days till we recover. If the issue is small, of course, within few minutes, within few hours, you recover. But if the issue is too big, then we might have to wait a few days, few weeks, till our mind recovers from it. So how can we wait so long? How can we wait few days, few weeks without making a decision? Then you might have to give your attention to something else. So that's why we say healthy distractions are important in life. Healthy distractions. Either it should be negative, it should be positive, or neutral. That's why we say healthy. At least it is not harmful. At least it is neutral or healthy, positive. So that type of distractions are important in your life. Maybe exercising is a good one. Exercising, it's a positive type of a distraction. When you exercise, you can't really do it with a bad mood. Few hours of exercising, few probably like 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours of exercising, you have to let go of that bad mood and you will recover for some time. So that's a healthy distraction that you can have in your life. You can pay attention to exercising and just let the problem be, let the issue be for a while. Then you might have various hobbies in your life. Those things are also important. They might not be positive, but at least they are neutral. So you can invest some time in them. You can use them as healthy distractions. Or maybe some other project is there. Some people, they like gardening. Some people, they like various other things. Some people, they like creating arts. So these things are valuable tools. These things we can use as healthy distractions in our lives. Whenever a problem comes, we break our attention from that problem. We give our attention to some kind of a distraction, a healthy distraction. Exercising or gardening or doing some other project, whatever it may be. You just pay your attention to that. You just keep yourself busy for a few days till you recover. So that's how we should face these type of situations. Otherwise, it is natural we are getting caught again and again. It is natural that we are making mistakes. And after a few days, few hours, you start to worry about the mistake you make. So these things are related to our day-to-day life. These things are related to the practice. So that's why we say you need to learn the art of distancing yourself from a situation. And when you know that, you know that you are not ready to make a decision. You know that you are too emotional. You know that you are happy. You know that you are angry. So you are not going to make a decision. If you make a decision, then most probably you will end up regretting it. Within few hours, within few days, you might regret it. So it's better you know the art of distancing yourself. It's better that you wait for few days, few hours without making a decision. But you can't really wait. You can't really wait. Your mind again and again goes to that same issue, same problem. So that's why we say have some healthy distractions in your life. You can pay attention to those things, maybe gardening, maybe doing some other hobby, maybe exercising. Various things are there. Just spend some time with that. Let the problem be. Let the problem be for a few hours, few days. Then eventually your mind will recover. Eventually your mind will recover. Then you are able to make a proper decision. Then you are able to make a decision without being emotional. So that's important. That's important. Little by little, with practice, we can develop these type of things. With practice, we can develop these type of skills. But very first part is being aware about your thoughts, emotions. Knowing how to bring your attention to the present moment again and again. You can acknowledge thoughts. You can acknowledge emotions. And you bring your attention back to the present moment. You are not giving too much attention to those thoughts, emotions. Instead, you acknowledge and you return to the present moment. Being aware is the important one. With being aware, you get these options available. Without being aware of these emotions, without being aware of these thoughts, you don't really have an option. Once you become aware, then these avenues become available to you. You can bring your attention to something else. You break your attention from the thought or the emotion. You bring your attention to your breath or to the walking process. That skill we are developing again and again. That ability we are strengthening little by little. With that strength, you can feel those type of difficult situations. Then the emotions are so strong. Then the thoughts are so strong. So that's why you have to go prepared. That's why we recommend daily practice as walking and sitting. Then within few weeks, within few months, you become more and more stronger in this practice. You can face more and more strong emotions. And when you meet these type of situations, you can just be aware that I'm thinking. Just be aware that I'm emotional. Then you can bring your attention to something else. Let the problem be for a while. Then again, try to bring your attention to some other task. That way, we are going to develop these necessary skills that we should have. These are things how to deal with your thoughts and emotions. Thoughts and emotions are with us from the very beginning. But most of us, we are ignorant towards them. We don't know how to deal with our thoughts, emotions. We don't know about them. We are not aware about them. So it's a huge mistake one can have in their lives. You have to be aware about your thoughts and emotions. In a way, you have to accept them. You can't really change them. Instead, you are becoming aware that I am having these type of thoughts. I am having these type of emotions. That very awareness, we are developing little by little. With that awareness, we can develop the ability to face these thoughts, emotions. In a way, we are accepting towards them. We practice acceptance towards them. We make sure that we are not rejecting these thoughts, emotions. we are aware, we are allowing them to be. That very acceptance is important. Otherwise, if you try to get rid of them, it's not a good practice. Instead, we acknowledge them. We allow them to be, but we know how to break our attention from them. When it is necessary, we know how to bring our attention to something else. We know how to use a healthy distraction in our lives. So those are necessary skills. So we invite all of you to try and practice these in your lives. Try to practice them and try to see how they will make a difference in your life. How it is helping for you to face these difficult situations. How it is helping for you to deal with these emotional states. How you can distance yourself from these situations. So those skills are necessary skills for a life. So that's, I think that's the discussion for today. So with that, we will finish the talk for today. And I wish you all the best with your practice.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for Bhante's book on mindfulness for today's session. And I would also like to mention that you can accommodate a few minutes for any questions on the talk. If you have any questions, please do raise your hand and we will give you a few minutes. Okay, Giranti, I can see you have raised your hand. I will unmute you. You can present your question.
Can I please ask a question, Bhante? Is it okay?
Go ahead.
So, if there is something which you are not happy with, or a situation like what you just mentioned, what you are saying is, without giving an immediate response, you just sit on it, and then when you are calmed down, then you answer that particular, you know, respond to it. Is that what you mean, Bhante?
Yeah, actually, when we face these type of situations, usually we try to react. We quickly try to respond, quickly try to react to these situations. But instead of being emotional and reacting, we should allow our mind to recover. This recovering will take sometimes within few minutes you will recover. Sometimes within few hours you will recover. Sometimes within few days you will recover. It depends on the situation, right? So you have to allow your mind to recover before reacting. When you're angry, if you react, then it is not good. When you are happy, if you make a promise, then you might regret it after a while. When you're emotional, when you make decisions, you tend to regret them later. So you just have to make sure that you are allowing it to be without making a decision. You just let it be. But sometimes it is difficult. The problem is so strong, you feel like you are burning, right? Due to the problem. So then we should have some other distractions in our lives. That's why I mentioned healthy distractions. They are not negative. They are either neutral or positive. Exercising, various hobbies, gardening, those things are healthy distractions. So in a way, we are allowing the problem to be. We are just sleeping on it and see how the time will decide. With time, most of the time, your mind will recover. At least it will recover into us into certain extent. So wait till that. Have patience. Then when your mind is recovered, you can make a proper decision. Did I answer your question?
Yes, let's say there, if it's a financial situation, then you will ask for more time for it to be decided. Something like that, isn't it? If it's a financial thing, or if it is somebody being nasty to you, then you just accept what they are saying. I mean, just without responding immediately and replying it back, you just let it go, and then later on, sometimes by ignoring, it just disappears. If somebody shouts at you, then it will just disappear after a while. But if it's a financial thing, then you ask for more time to be decided. That's what you are saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the that shouting thing much better. Financial issues, you might have to decide based on the situation. I mean, the emotional states, when somebody come and blame us, usually we want to react suddenly. We want to justify ourselves. But if you don't react and wait, be patient, maybe next day, the same person might come and apologize, right? Or maybe later you can tell them, you can give them a feedback, tell them that you have done this, it was hurtful, right? If you reacted on the spot, maybe you won't be able to talk to that person again. So that's the idea I want to give. But you have to start with your practice. You have to start with the walking, sitting. Then gradually you will develop this skill.
Okay, then you calm down. Is that what the practice does? The practice will enable you to be mindful straight away so that you won't react.
This is just the thinking, no? You have to do the practice and see how it is helping. Yeah. Try to do the walking, do the sitting. Yeah. With that, we will start. So if you can share your experience next time about the walking sitting, then gradually we can go towards these things.
Thank you, Bhante. Bonsana.
Thank you for that question, Bhante, and thank you very much for responding to the insightful response. Now, I think we are at the end of the session, and I would like to thank Venerable Bhante for joining us in today's session, and wish merits for Bhante's improvements in Bhante's own practice, and also wish that Bhante is able to participate in future sessions with similar insightful contribution. Next, I would like to also thank and pay respect to Most Venerable Bhante Uday Vegam Dhammaji Mahathero for insightfully requesting this program to be, so that we can participate and learn about mindfulness in this platform. Next, I would like to thank all the organizers who are working behind the scenes and on sessions to bring this message to all of you. And wish them all development and benefit in mindful practice in their own personal practices. And I would also like to thank and share merits with all of you who are participating in these sessions, who are providing the course and the justification for the session to for the program to run. Thank you and much merits. And with that, I would like to end the session today, and I would like to wish all of you a mindful and happy week ahead, and would like to ask you kindly to join the next week session, and also to send you reports on your mindfulness practices. So with that, I would end the session for today, and hope to see you next week. Thank you.